Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. 2 Corinthians 9 in the New Living Translation reads this. I really don't need to write to you about this ministry of giving for the believers in Jerusalem, for I know how eager you are to help, and I have been boasting to the churches in Macedonia that you in Greece were ready to send an offering a year ago. In fact, it was your enthusiasm that stirred up many of the Macedonian believers to begin giving. But I am sending these brothers to be sure you are ready, really ready, as I have been telling them, and that your money is all collected. I don't want to be wrong in my boasting about you. We would be embarrassed, and not to mention your own embarrassment, if some Macedonian believers came with me and found that you weren't ready after all I had told them. So I thought I should send these brothers ahead of me to make sure the gift you promised is ready. But I want it to be a willing gift and not one given grudgingly. Remember this, a farmer who plants a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your hearts how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all you need. And then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scripture says, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. So too, good things will result from this ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will be joyfully expressing their thanks to God. As a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God, for your generosity to them and to all believers will provide and prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ. And they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace God has given you. Thank God for your gift, too wonderful for words. One of the more difficult things to talk about in the church is giving. It is meant to be a personal form of worship, and yet many simply don't understand what it means to worship God in our giving. As a result, we have to read these passages to remind us what God expects. As we read this passage, we find a sense or attitude toward giving in the people outside of Jerusalem that doesn't seem to be witnessed as much in many places of the world today. Paul seems to brag about these people outside of Jerusalem as they want to give to the church at large, and how they are eager to give to help the ministry of the overall church. In those days, the church was a source of help for people who were in need to survive, not the government. They came to the church. Paul opens up by saying this, I really don't need to write to you about the ministry of giving for the believers in Jerusalem, for I know how eager you are to help. You know, outside of Jerusalem, you need to help too. And I have been boasting to the churches in Macedonia that you in Greece were ready to send an offering a year ago. And in fact, it was your enthusiasm that stirred up many of the Macedonian believers to begin giving. Giving appears to have been a form of giving from the heart, of doing things from the heart, and willingly offering unto God that which was needed. Might I say that within our church, we have many people who fit into that really well, the feeling of giving willingly and generously to the needs of God's kingdom. Paul then says that he doesn't want to brag out of order about what you're giving, so he kind of asks a question, are you giving? Are you ready? He then reminds them it should be from a willing heart and not grudgingly. That's an interesting word, grudgingly. Grudgingly means that we are doing it reluctantly or resentfully. In other words, feeling that we are forced and I really don't want to, but I guess I better. And that's not what the Lord wants of any of us. It's not what Paul wanted. Paul goes on to say, remember the farmers. You know, if you have just a few seeds, you're going to get a small crop. You put in a lot of seeds, you're going to get a generous crop. And you must each decide, and this is very important, how much you can give and want to give. Now, and don't do it reluctantly or in response to pressure, but do it because for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. I want to do what the Lord wants me to do. And God will generously provide all you need. That's promised in verse 8. And then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As Scripture says, they shared freely and gave generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. Paul's motive for speaking about this to these people is not to force anyone to give better or more or whatever, rather to challenge everyone to consider why they are doing what they're doing for the Lord and why they're so faithful, and the need for being faithful in giving was necessary. In the midst of giving, that person gives, and the Lord blesses them for doing so. It's not that they give and expect all this. It's that you, when you're committed to do it, God turns around and says, I'm going to bless you with what you need. It's not always monetary. Many times it's many other things, watching over our kids, a good job, the things that need to be done. We are encouraged to set the principle of generously giving back to God because he generously gives to us. The next verse says something very importantly. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Thank you, Lord. You see, I desire to be generous, be a generous person with you and with others and those I can help in life. The end result, glory is given unto God for all he has done and is doing in and through us. I'm sharing this with you today because I'm going to ask you to pray about what we give unto the Lord. It's God's word. It's God's challenge to all of us. And why we're giving it. We just came through our toughest months of the year, the summer months, and the giving was a lot lower in the last month or two than we anticipated. And we are now entering into the winter months, and we are desiring to increase our ministry to reach out to those around us who need the Lord in their lives. And we're only able to do that because of our gathering together and our faithful giving, generous giving from all who participate in this ministry. So, we are asking, will you pray and seek for the Lord's will and stand with your brothers and sisters in Christ as we seek to reach the lost, the hurting, the lonely around us through the various ministries of the church? And as we do, ask the Lord, what do you want me to give? What do you want me to do? How can I serve? We need not only the funds, which is very important. I mean, every little extra that we can give to reach people for Christ is necessary, but also our time and our talents. Everything we give, no matter how great or how small, makes a difference in our ability to love people for the Lord in this place and those he places in our paths and lives. So I want to thank you. God bless you. Stay strong. Let's continue to do our best to give, serve, walk together. And God will give us that which we need. And not only what we need, he said in this passage, but we'll have plenty left over to share with others. So I want to challenge everyone to just spend a few moments in prayer. Ask the Lord, what is it we should be doing? What is it we should be giving? And Lord, put it on our hearts and then give us the strength to follow through. Prayer list for today, Grace, recovering from her knee surgery, doing well. Corey Kenny needs strength and healing in her body. Scott Rooney, as he needs healing in his body. Kathy Steele, cancer. Nikki's family, the people in Israel and all that's happening in the Middle East right now. Missionaries and families, and then, of course, your own family. So we just encourage you, take a few moments in prayer, and God bless. Have a great day.